GTA 6 piracy standoff, the AI music war, and what if the sanctions don't work? A group calling itself CyberLeak has spent the week releasing GTA 6 gameplay footage, revealing details including a day-night cycle that runs 144 real-time minutes for a full in-game day, 3 times longer than GTA 5 48-minute cycle, signaling significant ambient world complexity. The group is now threatening to release the entire game build unless Take-Two Interactive backs off what it describes as disruption attempts, claiming copies are stored on globally distributed servers set to auto-release if tampered with, essentially a dead man's switch for piracy. Take-Two faces a genuinely difficult position. Legal pursuit draws more attention to the leaked material, while backing off signals that extortion works against major studios. GTA 6 is expected to be the highest-grossing entertainment release in history, potentially exceeding $2 billion in its first year. The public argument between Dr. Dre and Bette Midler over artificial intelligence in music represents a genuine cultural divide that will only intensify. Dre called AI a creative tool, placing it in the same category as synthesizers or drum machines, which were also initially controversial and eventually normalized. Midler described an AI-generated hit as cultural genocide, strong language pointing to a real concern. If AI can produce commercially successful music trained on existing artist styles without compensation or attribution, it hollows out the economic foundation that allows human artists to build careers over time. Both positions are sincere, and neither is entirely wrong. Sony's digital ownership notification connects to a broader shift in consumer culture. A physical game disc purchased in 1998 still works on original hardware in 2026. A digital purchase from 2015 exists at the discretion of a corporation's business decisions. The EU's Digital Markets Act is beginning to address this asymmetry, but American consumers have very little recourse under current law. Separately, a group of deportees reportedly stranded in the Central African Republic without travel documents. People removed from the United States to a country many had no meaningful connection to, without resources, represents a humanitarian consequence of immigration enforcement policy that receives little attention in the broader news cycle. The Central African Republic has one of the lowest per capita GDPs in the world and an active internal conflict. The episode's sharpest analytical challenge is to the confident consensus that the Iran sanctions package will be effective. Iran has operated under significant sanctions since 1979, 47 years, and every successive administration has described its Iran sanctions package as the most comprehensive ever assembled. Iranian strategic behavior has not fundamentally changed in the ways U.S. policymakers anticipated. The Revolutionary Guard remains intact, and the nuclear program was not stopped by sanctions but temporarily paused by the negotiated JCPOA. The argument that this time is different rests on the claim that 6 months of war damage combined with total financial isolation crosses a threshold prior sanctions never reached, but no clean historical example confirms that threshold exists. If Iranian-linked activity in the Red Sea or Persian Gulf escalates in the 2 weeks after Monday's announcement, that is a signal the sanctions are being read as escalation rather than an off-ramp. If diplomatic backchannels become more active, as the Khamenei peace talks disclosure might suggest, the economic pressure is producing the intended negotiating leverage. Both indicators should be watched simultaneously.